do you think he's explaining Mr. Henry's Mr. Henry's details, and then he's explaining how it was that Mr. Henry came to be emailing Mr. Green?
No, I was disappointed that the committee didn't ask that why Mr. Glenn would be wanting any details of Brian Henry when, in fact, it was Brian Henry emailing Mr. Glenn.
Do you think they maybe should have asked that or called someone back and asked that? Or phone records, perhaps, established?
Well, I think it was very clear that the entire committee was sceptical of what Mr. Peters had to say. And why wouldn't you be?
What about Mr. Henry's letter mentioning a second client? I mean, is that credible that there's some mystery client here we don't know about?
Well, what we find with Mr. Peters and Mr. Henry is that their evidence changes and the story sort of weaves around the facts as they're presented. And we've just seen that. I think it's bullshit.
What about the points he raised about the approaches he'd made to the registrar of the Dame Margaret Bazley and the advice he says he got or didn't get from her?
Well, that's neither here nor there. I mean, the issue is, should he have declared it? That's one point. And one of his defences is that he didn't know. So he should have known. You can't be willfully ignorant and say, look, I didn't know that I'd earned $100,000, therefore I didn't have to declare it on my tax return. So he should have known and is required to know. That's what the register is all about. But more particularly, we now know that he did know because of Mr. Glenn's testimony and evidence.
Is that the issue now, or is the issue whether or not he's told the truth to the committee?
Well, I think the issue is whether he's told the truth to the committee and indeed whether Mr. Henry has told the truth. That's why Mr. Glenn flying in with evidence was so dramatic.
Expect him to be sacked tomorrow?
I've expected him to be sacked before this, but I would think that Dr. Cullen will be going to Helen Clark and saying, look, I'm very sorry, but Winston Peters couldn't defend himself, did not have a story to contradict the evidence of Owen Glenn, and therefore we have no other option but to sack him. Otherwise, this Clark-Peters government is going to go down in a web of dishonesty and deceit.
Didn't Mr. Peters really just say that Owen Glenn lied through his teeth and that he had his evidence coached by a bunch of lawyers, didn't really remember anything, and the whole thing had been a big setup?
Well, let me put that in my own words. What Winston Peters' testimony was that Owen Glenn didn't tell the truth, that his lawyer was a crook that was out to get Winston Peters, and coached all the evidence and the affidavit out of Mr. Mulroney.
Well, that's true. That is his evidence. But he also further alleges that Owen Glenn's not a very credible witness and that he's been mistaken about things in the past and that in the course of giving testimony yesterday, he made a whole series of sort of misstatements about events which he claimed that he had recollection of.
Well, again, that's what Winston Peters' testimony was, that Mr. Glenn's got it wrong. But sadly, for Mr. Peters, and indeed sadly for the Clark-Peters government, Owen Glenn was credible. Owen Glenn backed up his evidence, backed up his testimony with evidence that was concrete, and all Winston Peters had was bluff and bluster.
The only concrete evidence that seems to have been produced is an email, which occurred a few minutes after this phone call. And Winston Peters seems to be saying that he doubts the veracity of the email.
Well, actually, there was more evidence than that. Mr. Glenn had his phone records, so he's able to tie a phone call with the email, and I think that's quite significant. He also had an affidavit, and so he had further evidence than just an email. Mr. Peters, for his part, had nothing.
Why do you think that the committee's been convinced by Owen Glenn and not by Winston Peters? They seemed they were smiling and seemed relatively cheerful towards you.
Well, you might be better at reading politicians than I am.
Thank you very much.